Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Monday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live on 106.7 The Fan. We are awaiting the press conference of Dan Quinn, which is going to start out in Ashburn in just a couple of moments. The expectation is, after a second straight Jaden Daniels start, that he will be named the starting quarterback for the Commanders going into the season once and for all. I believe the press conference is beginning right now, so let's get out to Ashburn and Dan Quinn.
There, Adam and I were most excited about watching how he would, and the how has been absolutely outstanding. He went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat, hit the targets that we had put in front of him. You know, we talked about the practices against the other teams, the games, so he's ready and he's earned the right to do that. He's really put in the work while being surrounded by some excellent teammates here. And in that case, I wanted to make sure I singled one of them out. In a perfect scenario, a young QB would, have a leader to also learn from. But perfect rarely happens. But we do have that in Marcus Mariota. And him sharing 9 years of gold with Jaden, I think, has been something that's really cool for us to see. Rookie QBs usually don't get that, and we do. And when QB rooms are special, that energy can be felt throughout an entire team, and we have that. So really cool to say. So apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today. But Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback. Drop the mic, chick.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Yeah. You're pressuring me so much over the last few weeks, I felt it was time to promptly tell you I'd know, you'd know, he'd know.
If we can go back to the kicking situation, no, I'm just kidding.
What a buzzkill that John is, huh?
With Jaden, you talk about the check marks along the way. What did you learn maybe even in the last week that just kind of said, okay, he's for sure ready, let's go?
I think the practice before we left to go down to Miami was the best one I had seen from him on the Tuesday prior to us leaving that Wednesday. The command of it, the accuracy, the details of it, that was one of the best practices I'd seen him have, was the best practice I'd seen him have. And so I think that was more in line with, who he is, what he does, the checks, the calls, the communication, the delivery of the ball. He was just really on point. So it was just cool to see all of that, come to life.
Has anything about this surprised you about where he's at in his development?
It didn't surprise me. We knew we would get here, but we were just excited to see how we would. And so seeing him hit all the spots, this is a rare competitor. And those are the things that I knew about him, but seeing it in your own building, on your own team, around new teammates, that was cool to see. And so he's just, had a remarkable start to things here. He's earned the respect of teammates and coaches and people inside of the building. And he's very, thankful to be part of a, a group that, with the quarterback and the coaches and, helping him get ready. That's a big deal too.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, you're listening live to Dan Quinn. He just named Jaden Daniels officially the Commander's starting quarterback.
Like, here's my potential hiccup for a starting a rookie or for having a rookie off the bat. I'm curious what was addressed that make you feel, we're good here.
Yeah, I think first thing you want to do is make sure that you had some things in place, you know, before the player arrived. And so we did some things offensive line-wise on the interior to make sure that, you know, obviously like adding a tight end like Zach, having a run game, you know, that you would add to it. All of those things, you know, were part of the design prior to even Jaden being here. But the added element that he's brought, the confidence, the swagger that he plays with, the details that he has, all of those things are what you'd hope to see, and that's why I just thought it was best to go through the process and get through all of the steps and then, you know, do that. But without having to do that, our whole program is going to be based on competition, and so I felt best to go through the whole competition before, you know, making any big statements.
And in this last game, he's out there for two series. You guys are currently playing up tempo, different receiver groups. What were for you guys the main goal to get him comfortable for what's to come? What was the main goal for how you chose to show your offense in that game?
Well, I think it was going to be a different system. So we had it's pretty awesome. We got a new field out here. You can probably hear the lawnmower going. Man, that's a big deal. But going back into the game, Ben, different system. So you'd see some more pressures getting in and out of calls. You probably saw some quick game and throw some of the bubbles to go. So when to get in and out of plays, that would be where the test would take place on this particular game. And getting in and out of plays based on different looks, that was part of it for sure.
Is Jaden on the mower too as well?
No.
Okay. For you, we all kind of know what was going to take place. You knew it was going to take place. You just had to see it. And telling a young guy that he is the starter, even though it's going to happen, what is that like for you, and can you share his reaction?
You know, it's cool because I also, you know, wanted him to know, like, you know, years from now, 10 years from now, we're going to say, you know, to a young player, you have to go earn it and you have to go compete for it. And we did that, Jaden, in his first year. And so that's always going to be what we stand for, you know, in terms of the competition and going for it and battling for it. And so I wanted that to be the standard. And he said that's what it always is, you know, and competing, and that's just who he is at the core. So that's kind of, you know, what we talked about and said it would have been something we could have done, but the competing is still, that's the number one thing here. And to make sure that always is the case, we'll be able to look back and years and years from now and say, is that we did it, you know, from day one as well.
Hey, Coach, you know, obviously being a starting quarterback, you have to be a leader in the locker room, leader in the huddle. What are some examples that have you seen over the last couple of weeks, couple of months, that he's won over this locker room?
Well, I think he has that, but even before going that, he doesn't have to be the leader of the team. He has to be play his position well and be a great teammate. And on this team, and I had told the group earlier, my favorite part of this team and the best part of our team is the team. And so it's not that one person has to, you know, put them on your back and say the things to bring everybody up in the huddle. What Jaden's got across is I've put the work in and people trust me, you know, because they do. They've seen how hard he worked. They've seen him go deliver on that hard work at practice and through the preseason game. So as a young player, you're really trying to earn respect and to show that, like, I'll do things that you can count on. And that, to me, is what he's demonstrated to his teammates over and over again is, man, you can count on me. I'll make the right call, put us in the right play, make the right decisions. Past that, he's got his own connection with the guys. And even in his own rookie class, you know, there's some other leaders that are emerging, guys like Sane Rasteel and others that have some of those same traits. So top of the pile, man, like, be a great teammate, play your spot well. There's other guys here that are ready to carry more of that. It'll come in time, but I didn't want to add extra onto him when we selected him. I just wanted him to be the best version of him right away, but he didn't have to take on more than was required.
Less than a month away from week
Jaden
one.
Daniels has been named the starting quarterback for the Commanders by Dan Quinn. You're listening to his press conference, naming Daniels his number one QB live right now on the Fan.
Installs on both sides of the ball that'll be going in this week, Wednesday and Thursday. So that'll be the last of our you know, package of the playbook that we're putting in. And then as we get through the weekend and into next week, we'll narrow down, you know, some of that playbook. Think of like volumes and volumes of plays. And then now, how do we trim down the things which people are the best parts for each of the plays and how we feature guys. In other words, which personnel packages can we feature? And so going back through those into next week, that would be what we'll see. But that's a byproduct of going through all the camp, what went well, what needs work, what's game ready, what's not game ready. And even if it's not game ready yet, doesn't mean we wouldn't use it. We wouldn't use it in the first game. But sometimes it just takes a little while for a system or a play to get there. And when it does, then you can do it. But if you do it before that, usually it doesn't work out good. You don't have all the answers. It's not as comfortable. So we'll make sure between he and the other guys on the offense over the next, practices this week and into next week, that's at the top of our thing, our things that we do best.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Going back to the game, the third down play, the first third down play where the rush comes in and Jaden kind of throws the ball, try to give Terry a chance, and it goes out of bounds. When you look at the play, obviously you guys have, but out there and try to run, and where do you kind of, I don't know if hold back is the right word, but how do you kind of?
You're talking about like on the deep shot to Terry?
Right.
Yeah, so, great two-part question. The first one, where should I go, against this blitz? And so to the side of the blitz, we had a swing by the back, and that probably was the one to take into that instance to go give the runner a chance on a play right there. And so that's different than running and scrambling and getting out. So good news about playing against Miami, I was, super impressed by the pressures, different looks to go. So we had, some real life look at things. But where to go, the decision-making process, that would be the first part. And then the second part is, outside the pocket, when do I have enough and then make the decision whether I'm sliding, get out of bounds, those ones to go. So he heard it plenty from me today regarding one of the plays, that was down the field. And so we had some fun with that.
And then the big run by Jeff Driscoll down the field. John Bates is in his route. Jeff gets out of the pocket, and John runs downfield with using him as a screener to get 10 more yards.
That's right.
How key is that for a player to be doing that downfield?
That is probably where a lot of the explosive plays live, and it's the downfield blocking. And it could be a run play that goes out the backside, and the backside wide receiver is trying to go get to the middle field safety. So the example of that is really using the urgency, not coming back towards the line of scrimmage, but working downfield to the next blocker, to the next blocker. Something that we work a lot on, and John getting another block into that one was good. And it was good to see Jeff get out, make some plays with his legs. That's always been part of his game, and showed up again Saturday night.
Hey there, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So rookie Javonte Jean-Baptiste had his first sack on Saturday evening. So what can you share about what you've seen so far from him this summer?
Yeah, I thought it was probably the best version of him, Candy, so far. And I saw him be relentless on that particular sack. The first play started, the quarterback then drifted outside the pocket to begin to scramble, and Javonte had to go and chase him and finish. And I think as a defensive lineman, so many of the plays are made in that way. You don't just, beat the offensive tackle once and you get the clean sack. That happens some, but there's plenty that a stunt happens or a blitz happens and the quarterback gets outside the pocket and you go finish on him. And so that's something you've heard me say a lot, the ability and the demonstration of going to finish. And so to see him do that on that play, I thought that was really cool. And so there were a couple moments like that. I hope you guys saw the excitement and enthusiasm on the sideline, for some of the guys making plays. And I thought, what a great example and demonstration of brotherhood by some of these guys. I pointed out one earlier that Tyler Owens had made a big play on the sideline, and John Allen was the one running down the field to try to connect with him as he came off the field. So moments like that of guys supporting one another is what you'd hope to see, as a coach. And to see that happening on the field, I was really pleased for that.
Will Jaden play in the final preseason game?
We can probably hit more on that towards the end of the week on Friday. So we're going to do two practices against ourselves, Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll begin the New England prep onto that as we go. But I thought today, Nikki, enough. I just gave you the starting quarterback.
I appreciate that. You're
taking with both hands right now. Jeez. No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, we'll talk through all the team next week, and I'll have a better answer for you guys on Friday.
And since you said this was not really a secret, but how did you tell him? How did you bring him in and tell him this?
I went to the quarterback room and just spent some time, and we had talked first about the process going from Jet Week into Miami Week, even as much as like warming up and what did that look like. So I asked him to make some changes or assess what he liked and what needed to do different. I said that's what preseason games are for, to find out whether we're playing at 1 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 4 o'clock. This happens 2 hours before the game. This is 1:45. And so we went through that process together. And then I just said, man, like, I'm naming you the starter today. And the name of our whole program will be about competition. And you've absolutely crushed it and earned it. And so it's time to do that. And so I wanted just to let them know that that's always what we're going to stand for. And so it was a cool moment, but one that he had absolutely earned.
When did you first emphasize to Jaden, hey, you don't need to necessarily take on more of a leadership role than your fair share, and why was that important to you?
I think sometimes you can cast upon that just by the position, you know, that comes with it. You know, the quarterback, I have to lead the team and do that. I think the first thing you have to do is, you know, like, especially as a younger player here, is like demonstrate you can be absolutely counted upon. And so I said that to him probably when he first arrived, to say, like, you don't have to put the cape on and carry the team. And, like, all I want you to focus on is playing quarterback to the very best of your ability and be the most absolute best teammate you can be. You know, that's not your job to have to go rip Terry McLaurin about something. Like, I'll handle that. You can just lock in and go do your thing. I said, those things come with time, man. Like, and the leading in that way. What you need to do is be able to absolutely deliver on your end. And Jaden Daniels is an absolutely fantastic teammate because of he cares, he puts the work in, he gives support to others. So there didn't need to be that, you know. And I think sometimes, and it's, nah, man, that ain't you. And so I wanted him and his teammates to get to know him in a really cool and authentic way, and that is who he is. He's a competitor. He's a great teammate. He didn't need to yet. That'll come.
How do you keep his head there now that he is QB1, or do you even feel like you need to manage that now that it's official?
No, I don't feel that way at all. He's just put in, so like his whole life he's been about competing, and so there's nothing that would back him off of that.
With what you said about players knowing where the BS is and where it isn't, he's been so impressive throughout what we've seen on the field, but have there been teachable moments? Have there been rookie moments where you
yeah,
had,
of course.
Like, what were some of those, and what were those conversations like?
Yeah, I could say, there's lots of them. In the practice at the Dolphins, we didn't put a motion on. We ran right into a blitz because we didn't motion a player. So, like, of course there's mistakes, like, that any player has. He is usually, and this is a good sign, if there's one to have, you know, before he turns around, he may have, yes, like, already know what the correction may have been. And I think people improve the most when they have self-awareness. If you're always having to be the one correcting something on or someone on something with no awareness for that, you'll likely have to correct that a lot. But when somebody comes to you and say, yes, I missed that, this is why, that's usually the person that has the most self-awareness. They improve the most, they develop the fastest, because they're able to fix some of the things that go wrong. Like, sometimes you got to figure it out, and so can't rely on the coach every single moment to say end this. And Jaden has that, you know, at the highest level.
Have you been able to announce the news to the team yet? What was the team's reaction?
I have not.
What are you expecting? Can we, non-Jaden?
Head coach Dan Quinn is announcing today, and already has in this press conference, Jaden Daniels, the starting quarterback of the Commanders. Let's listen in live.
Injury. And the good news is that this is not a season-ending injury, which we were, you know, obviously you're concerned about. You don't know until the procedure takes place. So that is the good news for him. So he will be back this season. And timeline-wise, I don't have one for you, but that was great news for us, knowing that he's going to be a, you know, key component of our linebacking crew.
Hey, Dan, did anything stand out for you watching the game, taking back, especially for some of the guys that are trying to make the roster?
Yeah, I thought a number of things stood out. one of the things that was positive, I thought, you know, could we really play physical? And I wanted that then to be one of the things of our play style that would come out over and over again. And so I thought, I felt a lot of that. I felt the contact. We got a long ways to go in terms of how well we tackle. But the mindset to hit and go for it was there. We got a long way to go to take care of the ball better, to create more takeaways. But by and large, as a play style, I wanted to make sure, like, when people watch us play, they say, man, these guys absolutely bring it. And so that part, if we do that over and over again, those are lessons that you can take. It may have not shown up in the win column, but knowing how hard you have to go and compete and fight for it, those are things that matter, especially to players who haven't played in the NFL yet. And so going through that and saying, okay, this is the ramp up that's different. And people ask, well, what's so different about, you know, the NFL to college? And oftentimes in practice, you don't really get to know other than just speed, but then there's the physicality element that comes with the game. And so seeing who is really ready for those challenges, it was cool to see a number of guys do that.
Do you have an update?
Let me go back over here. I think you were first. Yeah. You have the mic. You want to hit it? Yeah.
With Wiley and Lucas back, what was your review of the offensive line after the game in Miami?
You know, we're improving on less pre-snap penalties, and those are the ones that you want to get rid of. And so earlier that part to go. So it was good to have Wiley back, you know, with him not being, you know, able to participate in the Jet game, and same with Luke. So for those two guys getting their first game work, I thought that was important for them. The inside three felt further ahead because they had, you know, one more opportunity to do it than Andrew and Luke. But I was pleased with them, you know, through the first two drives of what we had. I think Andrew had one foul he'd certainly like to have back on a third down and one play. But going into it, these are why you play, you know, the games and go through it and get yourself ready. So I anticipate those guys continuing to ascend, you know, in the weeks ahead.
And then do you have a plan for Johnny Newton and Brandon Coleman this week? What do you expect?
So far, you're going to see those guys work individual. It would have to be towards the end of the week if they would get any team reps to go. Brandon's a little bit further along than Johnny, but not by tons. But both of them I see on the way up. As far as getting them to the game, I'll have a better sense for that as we get to the end of the week. You'll see Brandon Moore this week really ramping the contact and that kind of stuff up. You'll see Moore running with Johnny. So those are two guys that are on the arrow up, but I don't have an official game timeline for them yet.
And then you brought up Riley Patterson. You know, had a good game, a good day on Thursday. Been a little bit inconsistent at times.
Yes.
What's your confidence in him, and do you have plan to bring in other kickers this week?
Yeah, I think that's probably the second one's probably a better question for Adam. You know, it's this time of year, there's evaluations everywhere, and I'm sure you can relate. Roster size being 90 all the way to the final cut is different. Sometimes when it went from 90 to 75, teams that carried more than one specialist, oftentimes that was the moment that some specialists, you know, were going to go from carrying two to carrying one. So the competition for us at that spot is not settled by any stretch, along with some other positions. But as far as, you know, heading into the game, no decisions on that with anybody else to the roster. I think needing and wanting are probably different in that way. Would I want to? You bet. Need to? No. But I do know there's next week's practices and the following week's one. So I think I'll have a better assessment once I go through a few days with him this week and then see if we have a realistic shot for him to play Sunday night or not. He's certainly trending in that way, but we'll take it, you know, like, we're just going to use all the caution we can with him and Johnny to make sure, you know, there's no setbacks. And that's super important, too. As much as the want is there, we'll make the more difficult right over the easier wrong every time when it comes to the player's safety.
With your corners, just that group in general, what's your level of confidence there? How do you feel like they progress throughout the end?
Yeah, I'd say outside and inside differently, you know, for who are the nickels. Yep. So just for the outside piece, we've mixed and matched different guys in the different spots. I was certainly impressed with after Fields in the game. I thought on the deep ball to go, made some plays onto that. I thought Chig really made a difference in the way that he competed and played. So, and then we've really kind of been working the three-part of Ben and Emmanuel and Mike in the different spots. I thought Emmanuel showed his best week from practice down at Miami and into the game. So I thought, like, I love when I see this on the way up. We're still into the middle of that, of what the best combinations look like. But I was definitely pleased to see Emmanuel on the way up. And I thought Ben had showed a lot of consistency through camp, through the preseason game, you know, leading into Miami. So certainly the touchdown pass on 4th and 1, he'd like to have that one back from a technical standpoint, like at the line. But I'll get there, and we're still working through who. But I love how they're competing. I love how they're going for it. And I love how they're supporting one another, which when you're in a competition with someone can't always not it's not always the easiest thing to do. But
not your ordinary Dan Quinn press conference out in Ashburn today. He has named Jaden Daniels the starting quarterback. We'll give you our thoughts on that, and we want to hear from you guys next as well at 800-636-1067. The big announcement finally made. It is official. We knew this all along would be where we landed, but today's the day. Jaden Daniels named the starting quarterback. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, Dan Quinn out in Ashburn, just named Jaden Daniels the starting quarterback for the Commanders. Danny, not unexpected, but needed to be done. This was weeks and weeks of buildup for something that very obviously was always going to take place. You and I preferred that it happened earlier on. Quinn wanted to have this larger process and suggest that there were some benchmarks that had to be hit. Okay, fine, do it that way. They have named him the starter. Jaden Daniels is speaking, and we'll get to that in one moment, but your thoughts?
Yeah, those benchmarks were set and exceeded, as we'd hoped they would be. If they weren't, then it's a different conversation, but they were. It was obvious, and you know, now's the time, certainly.
We still want to talk about preseason performance number 2 on Saturday night. We've got a lot to get into on G&D, but we're just getting you as much of these press conferences and this live audio as we can. So let's get out to Jaden Daniels' reaction now to being named starting quarterback.
Talking to you guys, just go out there and just trying to execute a little tempo here and there, push the tempo, but go out there and just trust in myself, trust in my eyes.
And you mentioned this is something you wanted, since you thought about since you were a kid. You know, talked before about the sign above your bedroom door. I mean, to think about that it actually is happening. I mean, just how wild is it to really, you know, still have a long way to go to fulfill all your dreams, I'm sure, but to have gotten to that point.
It's just a real moment. It's nothing but God. I want to be here in this position without him. So big ups to the man upstairs.
Knowing it's going to happen, and the fact that it does, still, it's when a coach, and he shared with us that in the quarterback room, after asking about the process and pregame and stuff like that, he said, you're going to be the guy. When you hear those words immediately, what hits you?
Just joy and happiness, to be able, like I said, to live out a dream that I dreamt about. But also, man, it's just, I couldn't be here without anybody. Like, I couldn't do it on my own, like family, support system, the organization here, Mr. Harrison, all of them for drafting me. And even the people in the quarterback room. I mean, shout out to Marcus for taking me under his wing and being a great mentor. Jeff Driscoll, man, they looking out for me, helping me out a lot.
And he also talked about the culture of this team. We've seen guys, you know, beat up Tressway after a tackle. We saw you jump up and down at the end of the game when Trace McSorley, of all people, almost led a game-tying drive. What's, for you, that vibe of your teammates is what?
We enjoy being around each other. That's the camaraderie I've ever been in the locker room. Be able to go out there and see each other have success and want success for each other. It's big in the locker room. It's a brotherhood that we love each other. We want the best for each other. We're going to push each other.
Jaden, first of all, congratulations. Coach Quinn just said you don't have to put on a cape. You don't have to be necessarily a big leader in that locker room. Has that been a challenging mentality for you to have, and how have you kind of earned the trust of your teammates without necessarily being a leader?
I'm a rookie, so I got to come out here and prove it. What I did in college doesn't matter. There's guys that's been in this league that are proven. So for me, it's just knowing my role. They weren't looking at me because I got drafted where I got drafted to come here and be a leader. We got great veterans around. And like I said, even Marcus, for him be able to go out there and take me under his wing, help mold me to be prepared, stuff like that, giving me pointers after plays or, you know, we might see this look, you might have to do this and stuff like that. So we got great veterans around.
So you get named starting quarterback. Who was the first call, FaceTime, text message? Who'd you hit up right away?
Really nobody. I mean, I had meetings, so I couldn't do all that. But I'm pretty sure my phone is blowing up right now.
Jaden, good afternoon. Congratulations to you.
Appreciate it.
Dan Quinn said that you were an amazing teammate. That's a paraphrase, not a direct quote, but high praise for you as a teammate so far in your rookie season. How much does it mean that what you're trying to do as a group is being noticed?
It means a lot. I want to be remembered for the person I am, not just what I did on the football field. So be able to be good and kind to my teammates, you know, show them that I care for them and I'm always here for them. It means a lot.
And then clearly, you know, there's also talk about Mike Sanders still being a very mature presence on the team, Luke McCaffrey, his professionalism, and kind of the conversations go on. How much does it mean for you guys as the younger group of Commanders to come in here to have that presence to help build the team forward?
Yeah, I mean, we want to come in here. We just want to put our head down and go to work. We got to earn our role. We got to earn everything that comes. Nothing's going to be given to us just because we got drafted. There's guys that's been proven in this league, like I said before. And, you know, for us, it's like we're going to take that approach. Our whole class, man, we're just going out there. We're going to work. We don't really have too much to say. You know, we're just going to show it on the field.
Hey there, Jaden, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Can you share a bit about what you're building with offensive coordinator Coach Cliff Kingsbury?
Kind of just a sample size of how he's calling plays throughout these preseason games. You know, you want to get the ball in our playmaker's hand as fast as possible. You know, take the shots when it's there and be very good in the run game. We want to be physical up front. I feel like that's what we're showing. It's just a little sample size that we got to keep building off from that.
Hey, Jaden, the NFL is obviously such a demanding league, but at the same time, this is something you've waited for your entire life. So are you planning on taking the moment to really appreciate the significance of this, or is it more just like a let's get back to work thing?
You got to enjoy every moment possible because you never know when it could be your last. So you got to enjoy your moment. And later on, I mean, tomorrow, we'll be back to work. We got to get back to work. We got to focus on this last preseason game and go from there.
Did you pretend to act surprised when he told you?
If I didn't pretend. Like I said, nothing's given in this world. So Marcus is a great vet for me, but for Sam Hartman also, man. He looks out for us. Everybody in that room looks out for each other. So, when they told me, I was really surprised because I didn't know what I was getting talked to about. I thought he was going to talk to me about my routine from this past game again. So it was a surprise to me.
Is there any part of you that where it is a relief just to get that out of the way and move on, just to, you know everybody knows? I mean, not that there was much doubt before, but just to hear it publicly, is that any sort of relief for you?
I mean, not really. It's like more excitement and joy. It wasn't like a relief, like, oh, okay. I'm going to still take the same approach every day to get better. And that's what we preach, especially in the quarterback room. We got to get better each and every day.
I hate to harp on the sliding thing, but I'm just curious, like, mechanically, do you actually practice slider? Have you ever practiced sliding?
Nah, I haven't.
Okay. And I wonder, what is, like, the biggest or most important lesson that, like, Marcus has shared with you throughout this time? Like, what do you find you taking from him?
Me and Marcus kind of got a similar story. I mean, we're blessed enough to win a Heisman, blessed enough to get drafted at the same spot. And, you know, coming in early, I know that he had a lot of expectations on him, especially coming out as a rookie and getting drafted that high. And he kind of felt like he had to wear the cape, stuff like that. So he's just giving me his experience through this time, through the league, his knowledge, and he's been instrumental in my development so far here. Without him, I wouldn't be in this position right now. So, I mean, I appreciate Marcus always.
Take three more.
Obviously, being quarterback at LSU is a really big deal. Winning a Heisman Trophy is a really big deal. But this level, just about your phone blowing up in the last 48 hours or whatever, like Chad Ochocinco, Good Morning Football, they're all doing segments about you. Like, do you notice any of that? Have you allowed yourself to enjoy it a little bit?
I ain't really seen none of that. So, as a first of me hearing that, but I mean, it's social media. You see some stuff, you don't see things. I don't go looking for stuff, man. So, for me, it's like, you know, people could talk about me as much as they want, good and bad. All that matters is what's going on in that building, how I come every day to work, how my teammates view me, how my coaches view me, the people around. And how can we get better each and every day as a team?
Jaden Daniels reacting to being named starting quarterback. We'll give you our reactions next on G&D.
He went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat. Hit the targets that, you know, we had put in front of him. You know, we talked about the practices against the other teams, the games. So he's ready and he's earned the right to do that. He's really put in the work while being surrounded by some excellent teammates here. And in that case, I wanted to make sure I singled one of them out. In a perfect scenario, a young QB would, you know, have a leader to also learn from. But perfect rarely happens. But we do have that in Marcus Mariota. And him sharing 9 years of gold with Jaden, I think, has been something that's really cool for us to see. Rookie QBs usually don't get that, and we do. And when QB rooms are special, that energy can be felt throughout an entire team, and we have that. So really cool to say. So apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today. But Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
Dan Quinn making the long-anticipated announcement. Not a particularly well-kept secret, but one that dragged out until this, the 19th day of August. Here is your list, Danny, of week one starting quarterbacks for the Commanders year by year, dating back to the last time that they had a quarterback start for a second straight season in week one. 2017, the final year of Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
2018, Alex Smith. 2019, Case Keenum. 2020, the pandemic season, Dwayne Haskins. 2021, Ryan Fitzpatrick. 2022, Carson Wentz. 2023, Sam Howell. And now in 2024, Jaden Daniels. 8 straight seasons with a different week one starting quarterback. And hopefully, for this organization, Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, all the way on down, and for every fan listening, Washington has finally found its guy, and this run, this search, is over.
Yeah, Green Bay, 3 in 30 years. Washington, 8 in 8 years, or whatever it is, 7 in 7, 8 in 8, I guess. I'm talking to a buddy this morning, first day of school, by the way, dropping the kids off, we're walking back, and, you know, he's excited about Daniels, et cetera, and I said, my bar is so low. I obviously want Daniels to be great. I like Daniels. I'm a fan of Jaden Daniels. He's the starter. I'm excited about it. I want the same starting quarterback for 2 straight seasons, and we'll go from there. Let's do that for a minute. Let's get to that point where we're good enough this year, talking about Daniels and company, where there's no question he's the starting quarterback in week one next season. Then we can ask about the next thing, about winning enough games to, say, win a division or be competitive for an extended period of time, or things like the Pro Bowl as a quarterback. I'll settle for my starter for 2 straight seasons, and then we'll go on.
I'm just glad they made the announcement.
Yes.
And this is over. whatever this was. So now we can move along and not have to talk about that anymore. The big question, other than is Jaden Daniels going to be the starting quarterback going into that press conference today, has been, is he going to play in the preseason finale? I just don't expect that.
You wouldn't think so, right?
It's not the way that seemingly, certainly Washington, different groups, but has operated, most teams operate, to use that third preseason game for starters. And after playing him the majority of the first quarter in the second game, giving him two lengthy drives, I just get the vibe that he's not going to play in the third preseason game. I was also told when I had heard that Trace McSorley was being added to start, or to play rather, in Miami, and to then play extensively maybe in the final preseason game if they're not going to be playing a lot of the veterans. That was kind of one of the things they were kicking around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe with the Mariota injury, they readdressed that. I would certainly play him in the final preseason game, but they don't value these exhibition games to the same extent, it seems like, that I would, which is to say, call me Andy Reid, I like playing football to get ready for football. But a lot of teams just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze, and they'll have presumably some practices that'll help get him ready this week, and then you don't have to worry about playing him in the preseason game against the Patriots. Obviously, no joint practices this week, which are a big deal, but they did get him two joint practices total.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's all it takes to get a guy ready for the year, okay, great, but the more you get to see of him, the better. There's still a lot of things I'd like to see them ask him to do, but man, has he been sharp, which we'll get into.
He absolutely has. Yeah, I understand not playing someone in the third preseason game, whatever the final one is. Used to be four, now it's three. Because it means you have to play McLaurin. It means you have to play every veteran offensive lineman and running back and everybody else. You have to do that to, A, protect him, but B, give him the best possible looks. So I can understand the league trend.
I think you would have to play your O-line.
Yep.
I don't think you would have to play Terry, who's really the only of the receivers that's above reproach anyway.
I was going to say.
On this depth chart, that sound like they have other guys. But I don't think there'd be any issue with playing a Deami Brown, who has earned nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Jahan Dotson, who seems to be now transitioning into the slot, and they've got questions about his role on the team, although Dan Quinn clarified some of his comments on the wide receiver room, which we'll get into later in the show. But I don't think they would have to play Ertz or Eckler and Robinson. I think you could put Jaden Daniels out there with some secondary skill guys, and that's no harm, no foul to me. To still, they have not really had him do a legitimate traditional drop back, hold the ball, read a field yet. We have not seen that. Everything's been quick game, decisive, kind of determined pre-snap. I'd like to see that before he's got to do it against a confusing coverage in week one that Todd Bowles is throwing at him. But I will agree that you've got to have your best offensive lineman on the field protecting him. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, so 6 1/2 dozen the other. I would say if he's going to be out there, I would need everybody the best I've got to give him the best looks.
No problem with that either.
But
go play football.
But yeah, so I understand the trend line is not to risk all those different guys, and that's where the whole league is, pretty much save a coach or two. But the bottom line is this. This sort of weird game that – and listen, it's weird for us on the outside. Everyone's always got a gimmick or something, right? Every team's got a t-shirt or a slogan or a catchphrase or something that's painted up on the wall this year. Our theme this year is show up. Our theme this year is ride it out. Our theme this year is take a punch. Whatever the thing is.
Take a punch is not a good theme.
But it just doesn't matter. You take a punch, keep rolling. Whatever.
That would be a great theme for like a terrible team.
Just take a punch.
Like if the New England Patriots walk into the building.
Get beat.
On Monday. And their brand new first year head coach has painted on the board in the locker room, take a punch, just knowing that you're going to get destroyed.
There's no context.
Let's go down with some dignity.
But like they always have that kind of stuff. So it seems hokey to us on the outside with our mission statements and normal meetings and things that could have been an email. But you know, inside professional sports locker rooms, it's sort of a different game. So they do this big illusion, this song and dance. It's like it's a competition. Believe us, it totally is. It's not. Never was. He's the dude. Please and thank you.
Also, all of these benchmarks that were necessary, no, they weren't. Like the idea of, well, we wanted to see this. Cool. Name him the starter and then see that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was never not going to start. If he didn't hit whatever those benchmarks were, he was still going to start. You would either just tell us he hit the benchmarks, or you behind the scenes, you'd go, damn, he's not hitting these benchmarks.
Yeah, I think the benchmark was before the third preseason game.
No, I'll tell
it was the time
benchmark.
Of the calendar.
The benchmark was he was available when you picked at number two.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Sheehan tweeted something today like, Dan Quinn's talking. Do we think there's a chance he could name a starting quarterback today? Like, are we at a point where he could do that yet? And I responded to Kevin and I said, we were at that point on April 27th. Yes, he could name the starting quarterback today. It was never going to be Marcus Mariota. But we're putting that to bed. We're keeping it moving. A starting quarterback has been named, and it's Jaden Daniels who's going to be taking this Washington offense forward. We got to see him again in preseason game two, and again, he was sharp as Brian Mitchell walking out of the locker room in 1999, wearing his Sunday best. I mean, Jaden Daniels looking good against the Miami Dolphins. Let's get to the bottom of what we saw, who helped themselves, who didn't. Dive in on Saturday night's game next on GND.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat. Hit the targets that, you know, we had put in front of him. You know, we talked about the practices against the other teams, the games. So he's ready, and he's earned the right to do that. He's really put in the work while being surrounded by some excellent teammates here. And in that case, I wanted to make sure I singled one of them out. In a perfect scenario, a young QB would, you know, have a leader to also learn from, but perfect rarely happens. But we do have that in Marcus Mariota, and him sharing 9 years of gold with Jaden, I think, has been something that's really cool for us to see. Rookie QBs usually don't get that, and we do. And when QB rooms are special, that energy can be felt throughout an entire team, and we have that. So really cool to say. So apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today, but Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
Dan Quinn making the long-anticipated announcement. Not a particularly well-kept secret, but one that dragged out until this, the 19th day of August. Here is your list, Danny, of week one starting quarterbacks for the Commanders year by year, dating back to the last time that they had a quarterback start for a second straight season in week one. 2017, the final year of Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
2018, Alex Smith. 2019, Case Keenum. 2020, the pandemic season, Dwayne Haskins. 2021, Ryan Fitzpatrick. 2022, Carson Wentz. 2023, Sam Howell. And now in 2024, Jaden Daniels. 8 straight seasons with a different week one starting quarterback. And hopefully for this organization, Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, all the way on down. And for every fan listening, Washington has finally found its guy. And this run, this search is over.
Yeah, Green Bay, 3 in 30 years. Washington, 8 in 8 years, or whatever it is, 7 and 7, 8 and 8, I guess. I was talking to a buddy this morning, first day of school, by the way, dropping the kids off. We're walking back. And, you know, he's excited about Daniels, et cetera. And I said, my bar is so low. I obviously want Daniels to be great. I like Daniels. I'm a fan of Jaden Daniels. He's the starter. I'm excited about it. I want the same starting quarterback for 2 straight seasons. And we'll go from there. Let's do that for a minute. Let's get to that point where we're good enough this year, talking about Daniels and company, where there's no question he's the starting quarterback in week one next season. Then we can ask about the next thing, about winning enough games to, say, win a division or be competitive for an extended period of time, or things like the Pro Bowl as a quarterback. I'll settle for my starter for 2 straight seasons, and then we'll go on.
I'm just glad they made the announcement.
Yes.
And this is over, whatever this was. So now we can move along and not have to talk about that anymore. The big question, other than is Jaden Daniels going to be the starting quarterback going into that press conference today, has been, is he going to play in the preseason finale? I just don't expect that.
You wouldn't think so, right?
It's not the way that seemingly, certainly Washington, different groups, but has operated, most teams operate, to use that third preseason game for starters. And after playing him the majority of the first quarter in the second game, giving him two lengthy drives, I just get the vibe that he's not going to play in the third preseason game. I was also told when I had heard that Trace McSorley was being added to start, or to play rather, in Miami, and to then play extensively maybe in the final preseason game if they're not going to be playing a lot of the veterans. That was kind of one of the things they were kicking around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe with the Mariota injury, they readdressed that. I would certainly play him in the final preseason game, but they don't value these exhibition games to the same extent, it seems like, that I would, which is to say, call me Andy Reid, I like playing football to get ready for football. But a lot of teams just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze, and they'll have presumably some practices that'll help get him ready this week, and then you don't have to worry about playing him in the preseason game against the Patriots. Obviously, no joint practices this week, which are a big deal, but they did get him two joint practices total.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's all it takes to get a guy ready for the year, okay, great. But the more you get to see of him, the better. There's still a lot of things I'd like to see them ask him to do. But man, has he been sharp, which we'll get into.
He absolutely has. Yeah, I understand not playing someone in the third preseason game, or whatever the final one is. It used to be four, now it's three. Because it means you have to play McLaurin. It means you have to play every veteran offensive lineman and running back and everybody else. You have to do that to A, protect him, but B, give him the best possible looks. So I can understand the league trend.
I think you would have to play your O-line.
Yep.
I don't think you would have to play Terry, who's really the only of the receivers that's above reproach anyway.
I was going to say.
On this depth chart, that sound like they have other guys. But I don't think there'd be any issue with playing a Deami Brown, who has earned nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Jahan Dotson, who seems to be now transitioning into the slot, and they've got questions about his role on the team, although Dan Quinn clarified some of his comments on the wide receiver room, which we'll get into later in the show. But I don't think they would have to play Ertz or Eckler and Robinson. I think you could put Jaden Daniels out there with some secondary skill guys, and that's no harm, no foul to me. They have not really had him do a legitimate traditional drop back, hold the ball, read a field yet. We have not seen that. Everything's been quick game, decisive, kind of determined pre-snap. I'd like to see that before he's got to do it against a confusing coverage in week one that Todd Bowles is throwing at him. But I will agree that you've got to have your best offensive lineman on the field protecting him. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, so six, one half dozen the other. I would say if he's going to be out there, I would need everybody the best I've got to give him the best looks.
No problem with that either.
But
go play football.
But yeah, so I understand the trend line is not to risk all those different guys, and that's where the whole league is, pretty much save a coach or two. But the bottom line is this. This sort of weird game that, and listen, it's weird for us on the outside. Everyone's always got a gimmick or something, right? Every team's got a t-shirt or a slogan or a catchphrase or something that's painted up on the wall this year. Our theme this year is show up. Our theme this year is ride it out. Our theme this year is take a punch. Whatever the thing is.
Take a punch is not a good theme.
But it just doesn't matter. You take a punch, keep rolling. Whatever.
That would be a great theme for like a terrible team.
Just take a punch.
Like if the New England Patriots walk into the building.
Get beat.
On Monday. And their brand new first year head coach has painted on the board in the locker room, take a punch, just knowing that you're going to get destroyed.
There's no context.
Let's go down with some dignity.
But like they always have that kind of stuff. So it seems hokey to us on the outside with our mission statements and normal meetings and things that could have been an email. But you know, inside professional sports locker rooms, it's sort of a different game. So they do this big illusion, this song and dance. It's like it's a competition. Believe us, it totally is. It's not. Never was. He's the dude. Please and thank you.
Also, all of these benchmarks that were necessary, no, they weren't. Like the idea of, well, we wanted to see this. Cool. Name him the starter and then see that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was never not going to start. If he didn't hit whatever those benchmarks were, he was still going to start. You would either just tell us he hit the benchmarks, or you behind the scenes, you'd go, damn, he's not hitting these benchmarks.
Yeah, I think the benchmark was before the third preseason game.
No, I'll tell
it was the time
benchmark.
Of the calendar.
The benchmark was he was available when you picked at number two.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Sheehan tweeted something today like, Dan Quinn's talking. Do we think there's a chance he could name a starting quarterback today? Like, are we at a point where he could do that yet? And I responded to Kevin and I said, we were at that point on April 27th. Yes, he could name the starting quarterback today. Was never going to be Marcus Mariota. But we're putting that to bed. We're keeping it moving. A starting quarterback has been named, and it's Jaden Daniels who's going to be taking this Washington offense forward. We got to see him again in preseason game two, and again, he was sharp as Brian Mitchell walking out of the locker room in 1999, wearing his Sunday best. I mean, Jaden Daniels looking good against the Miami Dolphins. Let's get to the bottom of what we saw, who helped themselves, who didn't. Dive in on Saturday night's game next on GND.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.